It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? Here's one way that you can keep something together. Shoelaces. You see how the shoelaces bring those two parts of the shoe together? That's one way. I've been thinking about ways that clothes stay together. What about this way? See, those two pieces of my sweater are apart, and when I zip them up, they're together. Here's another way. This is a kind of a modern way. This is called Velcro. And you press these two things together, and that's all you do. And to open them up, you just pull them apart. See here? And what is another way? What are things that you have on shirts or coats that you put the thing into a hole? What is that? Button. Yeah, button. This is a box full of buttons that I want to show you. Let's take it to the kitchen. And I'll just put those buttons all over the kitchen table. Many different kinds of buttons in here. Look at all of those. They're all buttons, but they're all different kinds. All these buttons happen to be made out of metal. Look at those designs on there. Yeah? Look at this. You know, people and machines make buttons. Yes. I'd just like you to pretend with me that we're in a button factory where you start out with a long piece of metal and the people and the machines make this kind of button. People have had buttons and buttonholes for a long, long time. I remember when I was a little boy, how hard I worked and worked to be able to button the buttons on my coat. Do you do that? Do you work hard? Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. How are you? Oh, young people. I'd like very much to come over. You know how interested we are in music and young people. Sure. Yeah, right away. As soon as I feed the fish. All right, then. See you later. Bye-bye. That's Joe Negri saying that there were some young people playing some instruments over at his music shop. Let's just go. We'll clean up the buttons when we get back. All right. To Negri's music shop.
Good.
Who are the people that you're talking about?
Well, there's some young people that are part of the Ozanam Strings, and their director back there is Sister Frances Assisi. They're rehearsing.
I'd like to hear them.
We're going to go back and listen to them for a while.
Okay.
See you later, Debbie.
Okay.
Hi, Mrs. Montgomery.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Good. I hope you are. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Fred Rogers.
I'm happy to meet you, Mr. Rogers.
Good to meet you.
And these children are all members of the Ozanam Strings, and they're beginners on the violin.
Well, could I hear something that you've been practicing? Would you play something for me?
Which one would you like to play?
How about, want to see?
Oh,
Perpetual Motion? Good. Okay.
What's it called? Perpetual Motion. Perpetual Motion. That means it just keeps on going, huh? On and on.
You ready? Play.
Would, sister, do you think somebody would like to show Mr. Rogers how you begin to play the violin?
Can anybody show
I'd
Mr.
Like
Rogers?
To.
Would you like
I'd
to?
Like to.
There.
Oh, here's.
What is your name?
Ramon.
Ramon?
Put your chin on this black thing.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do I do with...
Hold this right here.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Okay. Could you come over here and...
Then... Yep. Hold it like, put your finger in like that.
Uh-huh.
And hold it like that.
If I hold it tight like that. Now what do I do? Just put it on here? Oh, that sounds off.
If you press too hard,
I press
light.
That sounds better when you just press it light, doesn't it? Well, how do you make it sound different from that? Is that how you learn? Just by holding it like this and going over the... And what if you want to make this next one go? You like that? Nice. Thank you very much, Ramon.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ramon.
How much you can learn.
Sister, is there something else the children would like to do?
think we could do a variation on a theme by Mozart. And what do you think that's called?
Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle, right.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Shall we play it regular?
Did Mozart write Twinkle, Twinkle,
he
Little Star?
Twinkle, twinkle. Uh-huh.
I like to hear that. Is that the one that goes bump, bump,
ready?
Bump, bump?
Play.
Would anybody like to play something for Mr. Rogers alone? Stuart, would you? Would you play something for him?
What would you like to play, Stuart?
Do you remember the name of it, Stuart? Is it a Allegro? A French folk song? Okay.
A French folk song.
Stuart, how old are you?
Six.
You're six. And how long has he been studying the violin?
About a year.
A year?
Uh-huh.
My. And how old are you?
Nine.
You're nine.
Yes,
And you've been studying a couple years, have you?
About 2 years.
About 2 years, my.
2 years. And what about you?
Tim?
You're ten?
How long have you been studying, Tim?
About 2 years.
Two years.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you?
Nine.
You're nine. And have you been studying a couple years, too?
About two.
2 years.
Tracy, how long have you been playing?
One.
Just one year. And Ramon has been playing about a year?
Mm-hmm. Ramon, are you 6 years old, too? Well, I'm mighty proud to have met you all.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Do you
rehearse here often?
Almost every day.
Over at Negri's Music Shop. Well, we'll see you later.
Stuart's tired. He wants to take a little rest.
He does.
And I think Ramon wants to start playing again.
Right.
Well, go ahead.
Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sister.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Really interested in all of that, aren't they?
They really are. They work very hard at it.
That's obvious. They great, Debbie.
They are. Amazing.
You know, I guess they go on and play with orchestras after they've grown up with
it. They've grown up, right, many of them.
What a great beginning. Well, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, friend.
Thanks again. Pretend you were doing that. I like the way Ramon taught me that little bit about the violin. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make-believe something about a stringed instrument. The King's bass violin, all right? And also something about a button. Maybe Henrietta could be trying to sew on a button. Handyman Negri could be helping everyone in the neighborhood of make-believe. All right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley.
A little music for the trolley to go by the track.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Two of your nightshirts there, sire.
Oh, good. Do you have my toothbrush and toothpaste?
Yes, sire. There they are. Some extra t-shirts.
And your undershorts?
Yeah. Your boxer shorts, sir?
Yes.
And some extra stockings will go here.
Yes.
And your royal bathrobe?
Of course. Give a little bass viol music for my royal bathrobe.
And your lounging jacket, sir?
Yes, of course. I may need that in Westwood. I expect to lounge a bit.
And your moccasins?
Oh, yes. Nice quiet walks.
And your extra royal robe, sir.
Yes, you never know when you'll need one of those.
Well, that's about it, King Friday.
Ah, you do good work, Henry.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, how are you gentlemen doing here?
Oh, just finishing up the packing, Queen Sarah.
Oh, good.
And I've been playing the bass violin accompaniment to the packing, dear.
Well, very nice, Friday. Has either of you seen Bob Dog?
Well, not for a few days.
Why do you need Bob Dog?
Well, I thought it would be nice if he would come with us. You know, he was born in Westwood, too.
Well, that's right.
Many fine people were born in Westwood.
Oh, thank you, Friday. It really is exciting to go back. I haven't been there in quite a while.
Is Tuesday almost ready?
Well, he's resting at the moment, but I have his suitcase packed.
I wonder if I should take my bass violin.
Well, do you think it'll fit in the airplane?
If Bob Dog would hold it.
Well, then why don't you take it? You might just feel a need for it there.
Decided positively.
Handyman Negri,
yes.
Would you please find Bob Dog and tell him we'd like him to go with us to Westwood?
You might even tell him that we need him to go with us to Westwood.
Well, very good. I'll be glad to.
Yes, okay.
Bye.
Very good. Yes.
Now you see, order there. Lovely.
Oh, I think that'll be great.
Aw, Henrietta, they won't be gone very long.
Meow, 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 mean.
Well, aren't you crying about the king and queen going away?
Meow, meow, crying, meow, 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 button.
What button?
Meow button.
Oh, you mean the button on this dress?
Meow. Meow Meow wanted to give it to Meow Meow.
Oh, well, would you want me to help you?
Meow Meow know how Meow sew on Meow button?
Well, I think so. I could try.
Meow.
Come here. I'll come up through here.
Meow. Meow Meow. Good at that, Meow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am a handy man.
Meow. You wish Meow Meow your handy kitty.
There, how's that, Henrietta?
Meow, very good. Meow started it. Meow, 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 you couldn't finish it.
I think we've got it now.
Meow. Meow, handy kitty. Meow, meow, handy man.
Take care of lots of things. Kitty and a handyman,
a needle and thread,
that swings. There.
And your handyman, Meow.
Now,
meow,
I think that ought to work.
Meow, Meow, thank you, Meow. Meow, 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 great help, Meow,
Meow. You're welcome. Now, maybe there's something that you can do to help me.
Meow, how?
Well, I've been looking for Bob Dog. Bob Dog, have any idea where he might be?
Meow, last time Meow saw him, Meow Meow asleep.
Asleep? Where?
Meow Meow by Daniel's clock.
Oh, good. That's exactly where I'm going to go.
Meow, 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 thanks, meow, meow, help.
Thank you, too.
Meow, meow.
I wonder if I should waken him. He's sleeping so well. But the king and queen want him to know about the trip. Bob Dog?
Andy. Oh. Andy.
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. But I'm concerned about Bob Dog.
Oh, he's been sleeping by my clock here.
Well, how long has he been here?
Oh, all weekend long.
Has he been sleeping all that time?
Except when I gave him some dinner.
Well, Daniel, do you think he's all right?
Somehow, I think he's sad about something.
Do you have any idea what he might be sad about?
Not really. He didn't tell me.
Well, it is hard to know when people won't tell you.
I'll say.
Well, I'm just going to waken him and find out. I mean, maybe a trip will do him good.
A trip?
Oh, yes. The king and queen want to take him to Westwood with them.
Oh. He looks
oh,
like he's waking.
Well, Bob Dog, you're finally wakening up.
I've been sleeping.
Yeah, evidently you've been sleeping here a long time.
Ever since I heard they were going to Westwood.
Well, don't you want them to go?
Well, sure, but I want to go with them. See, that's where I was born and raised.
Well, everybody knows that, and Queen Sarah wants you to go along.
In the plane.
That's right.
Yeah?
She said that she would like you to go with them.
Yeah, she said she'd like me to go with them, but what did King Friday say?
Well, he said he needs you to go along with them.
He needs me? Mm-hmm. Wow! Well, why does he need me?
Oh, he wants you to hold the bass viol on the airplane.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The king needs me. Wow. You heard that, Daniel?
The king needs me. I think that's great, Bob Dog.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks for that dinner. That was sure delicious.
You're welcome. You were sleeping so much, I thought you should eat something.
Yeah, well, I was dreaming about going to Westwood, and I didn't want to wake up.
Well, now you can do more than dream about it.
I'll say.
Yes. Yes, let's get back to the castle so that you can get ready.
All right.
All right, bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel.
Come on, my dog. You in good shape now?
Yeah, I'm a nice sleep partner.
Yeah,
boy,
good.
I'm going to
Westwood. Oh, that really does sound nice.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on. Let's see.
Oh, look at this, Bob Dog. For Bob Dog to take on the plane to Westwood.
Oh, boy.
Well, here it is, Bob Dog.
Now I'm finally getting my chance to go to Westwood. Hi, Trolley.
Yeah, Trolley,
I'm
look at that.
I'm going to get to go to Westwood.
That's right.
And I'm going to hold this for the plane.
When someone you love is going away, do you sometimes want to go with that person? Bob Dog wanted to see his old home too, didn't he? You know, he came from Westwood. Sometimes after you've moved away from an old home, you can go back and see the place you used to live and some of the friends you used to have. You'll see how your friends have grown, and they'll see how you've grown. Let's go back to the buttons. Isn't it wonderful to think that each one of your friends is different? That you're different and special? Each one of these buttons is different. Oh, here's one that has an F on. You know, my first name is Fred, so that's my first initial. Sure. You're one of my friends, my television friends. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You are. Get all these buttons back in the button box. Can you say that? Button box. Feel how your lips go together when you say the button box. Buttons in the button box. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. Be back tomorrow, fish. That's right, and we'll have more things to do and more things to think about tomorrow. I'm glad. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make a special day for me. You know how. Like just your being you. Like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.